Okay, call to order time, 6 p.m. Could you call the roll, please?
Administrator Smith.
Present.
Fire Chief Cahill.
Present.
Fiscal Officer Ross. Present. Trustee Van Herren.
Here.
Trustee Reese.
Present.
Trustee Dick.
Here.
Okay, if you'll please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First up, we have staff reports. Not seeing anybody from the sheriff's office here. So we'll go straight to the fire department. Chief Cahill, if you please.
Yep. Last month we did 42 calls in the township. Only total of 5 mutual aid received. If you look at the report there, that's no incident found. It was actually initially reported as a structure fire, which is why everybody was coming, just to get them out of the gate quicker so we can, you know, get people here. Ended up no problem being found, no issues noted, so that's why all those are kind of lumped together and highlighted. Other than that, nothing really special to report from the fire department. Oh, except for the resolution for tonight, for the repairs to the engine. That I guess I should have brought that up, my bad.
No, it's coming up.
Okay, all right.
It's on here.
Sorry, yep.
That'll be in the action items.
Gotcha. Sorry.
No problem. Thank you. Okay, next up we have a report from Planning and Zoning.
All right.
Mr. Smith.
Thank you much. All right. So as you will note, October was a slow month for zoning, which was welcomed. So we had one zoning certificate that was issued. And then you can see the cases that were heard by the BZA. And then we also will have at least one BZA case this coming in November, which will be on November 20th at 6:30 here in the building. And then you can see a list of all of the certificates, variances, and conditional uses that have been listed or have been issued for or applied for / issued and denied for the year to date. And then, let's see, Miami County Planning Commission will be November 18th at 7 p.m. Bethel Township will not have any cases on that agenda. November 20th at 6:30, there will be at least one case on the Bethel Township Board of Zoning Appeals agenda, and there will be no Zoning Commission meeting for the month. And then you can see the zoning enforcement numbers at the bottom, and then the recent actions taken by the trustees on zoning cases. Just a reminder that the zoning boards are continuing their review of the current zoning regulations and will be proposing changes to the text. These discussions are open to the public and we very much value the public's input. We want to hear what the community wants us to see implemented in that. Current zoning regulations can be found on the website for review and you're always welcome to drop by the office and speak with me, Cody Smith, Township Zoning Director. So more than happy to take phone calls, set up appointments, talk to folks and, you know, either explain things or try to get folks' opinion on what they'd like to see done with the zoning resolution. And just as a reminder, that next meeting for the zoning update will be this coming Thursday, November 6th at 6 o'clock, and it'll be here in the township meeting. That'll be all for zoning.
All right, thank you. You want to continue on with the administrative report, please?
Absolutely. So there are 3 resolutions on the agenda for the evening. The first, as Chief Gale alluded to, is to authorize funds to repair Engine 40. Following that is a resolution to contribute funds to an engineering study for a waterline extension to serve 18 homes in the Woodward Hill area. And lastly is a resolution to record the electronic payments and warrants for October. Upcoming events in the township, don't forget to vote tomorrow. It'll be all Bethel Township residents will vote at Bethel High School, and the polls will be open from 6:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. And then lastly, the Historical Society is meeting on the second Wednesday this month, November 12th, at 6 p.m. here in the Township Meeting Room. That will conclude the Administrator's Report.
All right, great. Thank you. Trustee Reports? Trustee Van Herren?
I don't have anything.
Okay. notes. Okay, I have just a couple of things. Mostly this month, I've just been going to meetings outside. Here would be the school meetings, facilities meeting, where we discussed adding new classroom space, due to annexation, of course. The Bethel Schools Finance Committee met, and we discussed the five-year plan, and then the, I think it was a workshop, maybe. No, it was a regular meeting. So they did have FMD, the architect, has come through with an enrollment projection study. So that is now out. And also last time, we talked about the enrollment at the school, which I thought the number was pretty high. And that was because it was. That was the future projection. The current enrollment right now is 2,064, which includes the off-campus and CTC folks. And the other thing I just wanted to say was we did receive a grant for $32,000, a little over $32,000, and the intention for that use is to have a shelter and pickleball court with probably a basketball hoop at Friendship Park. And that's my report.
I don't have anything.
Okay. Okay, next up is the financial reports.
The credit card detail and the receipt reports are attached. I'm not going to read each one of them. And that's pretty much it.
Okay, next up, discussion items. We don't have any, so public comments on agendas on the item, on items on the agenda. Sorry.
Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Jeff Morford is the first one. He didn't give me a topic.
Agenda, or you want at the end?
At the end is fine.
Okay.
Thank you.
Deborah Fritz on the water, Woodward Hill Water Project.
One quick correction to the resolution, there's 19 properties, not 18.
Okay.
Once again, Woodward Hill Water is asking for your financial help in getting an engineering study done for the water project that is so badly needed in the northwest corner of Bethel Township. The Miami County Commissioners are trying to help us and do not understand why the Township will not help in any way. Woodward Hill Water has never asked the Bethel Township trustees to fund the entire engineering study, nor the actual project. We know that we will need to help with this funding. We have been in a years-long fundraising effort. One of the trustees, I understand, keeps going back to the former Woodward Hill member that has a well-supplied water system. His home and barn set very low, very close to the river. So if anyone should have any water supply from a well, he should. But this person refuses to also have his lines removed that Woodward Hill Line put in many years ago, as he's not sure that his well will continue to produce for his property, and he would like to be able to come back onto the system. That should tell you something. If wells actually worked in our area, do you think that we wouldn't all drill a well? Wells do not work well, if at all, in this rock-based area. They have never worked well, hence the 1969 decision to run the water lines. Water leaks are nearly impossible to find, as the water most often travels down through the rocks when there is a leak, making it extremely difficult to find. Only when the line starts to break down completely can we sometimes find a leak. A large leak can be found a bit more easily. A large leak is found when the water line looks like this. This right here, this
wow.
Small piece. That's a very small 2-inch run there. You can feel it with your fingers.
Yeah, you wouldn't even notice it if you were just...
That particular sample right there was a $3,852 cost of water to us. The cost of the unfound leaks continue to grow. Hours and hours are spent looking for these possible leaks. Including the years 2018 through 2024, the cost of the lost water alone is over $50,000. That does not include the actual cost of a repair. I have given you this report before. I will give it to you once again. This is also the same report that the Miami County Commissioners received.
Oh, thank you.
I look back, I believe I gave you this same report.
Thank you.
In the spring of 2024. I do not have 2025s yet. You'll notice the bottom one says a leak not found. We have been searching for this leak through most of last year and this year. Would you care to come and walk the lines with us? Because that's all we do, is walk the lines trying to find leaks. We are not asking Bethel Township trustees to build a shelter house, nor pickleball courts for entertainment, which would be partially paid for with taxpayer monies. We are asking for help with something that will be a catastrophe if it's allowed to fail. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is it Barbara Brewer? And she's on the Woodward Hill Water.
So my name is Barbara Brewer, and I live at 5578 South State, Route 202. We have been asking you folks for 2 years to help us redo our water system, and you have not given us any support, except Beth has encouraged us to keep trying. It's just been a very disappointing for a government body that has the resources to give us help, and we don't feel like we're getting it. So a lot of us are here tonight because we all wish to have a new system put in so we know we won't run out of water. I also want to thank Deb Fritz for all of her input, her energy, her work, her support that she's given us over all these years. And we're very fortunate to have someone at the helm that has done such a nice job.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Don Black on the water.
Thank you. I'm Don Black. I live on Singer Road. Been there my entire life. You know, as I look at the Bethel Township website that comes up, one of the first things I see is that the township is charged with responsibility for the health, safety, and welfare. Bethel Township responds to the needs of its residents and businesses with a commitment to quality of life, planned growth, dedication to the community. That's what's right on the website. That's what these people is asking for, and I support that 100%. There is nothing more important than drinking water. I cannot understand why we don't help them. I have talked to the county commissioners a few times myself. Last time was today. I talked to Greg Simmons, and he's asking, or they're asking, for Bethel Township to put in $20,000, and the commissioners are willing to put in $30,000 to $35,000, and they can't understand why we're not doing that. And as I told him, I can't understand it either, because I support it 100% and hope that we do that. The one thing, you know, Debbie mentioned these pickleball courts, that's to satisfy Jenny Hodge, and basketball hoops and all. We got new playground equipment over there, but has anybody ever done any study as to how many people actually use that? Because a lot of people, I'm not gonna be one of these that says most people and everybody and all, but there's a lot of people that don't even know we have a park, Friendship Park, and they don't know there's playground equipment there. So we spent a ton of money on playground equipment, and I hear tonight you got a nice grant for $32,000 to satisfy a couple of people, but these people need to be able to drink water. I've talked to the guy that lives down over the hill at the river. He is very fortunate to have water. I think his wife's a veterinarian, if I remember right. I think his last name's Kreider. They grew up over on
Tebby.
It's Tebby. Tebby. Grew up over on Newberry. Mm-hmm. So I've talked to them as well, but it's like he says, they worry about water. They have plenty right now, but they do worry about it, and they do want to keep their line in place. So I've also looked at the studies or reports, whatever you want to call it, on the new houses built there along 202, and those wells was producing about 2.6 gallon per minute, which is almost nothing. I don't know quite how they get away with that, but we need to help these people, and I'm in support of it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, you're right. I did. What did I do with her? Okay, Natalie Donahue on the water.
Good call.
Natalie Donahue, 7835 Agenbrod Road. Thank you for allowing me to speak tonight. I do feel bad for these 18 residents that live on Woodward Hill.
19.
Also am concerned about the sustainability of going forward with this precedence. I don't know how you continue on into the future and decide who gets water and who doesn't, because I feel like this could set a precedence, and I don't know what criteria you would place on all those people to say yes or no, because I feel like, I know they have a fund, I know they've been working that for many, many years, and I appreciate that, because they knew potentially down the road they would have to take some effort and maintain their system. I realize they're in a spot right now, but providing for a study is one thing, but what other obligations that could lead for the township, it's unclear. And so I just caution that we make sure that it's fair for everybody moving forward, and that, you know, I can see where a lot of folks will start showing up if they have water issues in their front yard and they have to dig a new well or anything to that effect. That are they all going to come up and say, well, you did it for them, now it's my turn? I just wanted to make sure that, you know, all that is considered and in place. But I promise if I win the Mega Million or the Powerball, for sure, I will come take care of those 18 residents, because it is important. But I think it should be done privately. Thank you.
Excuse me.
Thank you.
We've not asked you to do any funding for the actual project. None.
Anybody else?
No. My next one would be Jeff Morford.
Okay. Just let me take some notes.
You want me to wait till any topic time? Because it doesn't have to do with anything on the agenda.
Yeah, there will be an any at the end.
Yeah, I'll wait till the end.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you. Okay, next up are action items.
Resolution number 25-11-092, a resolution authorizing repairs to fire engine 40 at a cost not to exceed $12,000 to Atlantic Emergency Solutions.
Do we have a motion?
Motion. I'll second resolution 25-11-092.
Thank you, ladies. Any discussion? So I did make this a not to exceed 12,000 rather than the exact amount,
yep.
because there was a caveat that if they found other things, it could add to it. So
yep.
this is roughly 10%.
Okay.
Just kind of
Sounds
round
good.
It off. So.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other discussion? No. Okay. Call the vote, please.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 3-0. Next.
Resolution number 25-11-093, a resolution authorizing the contribution of funds from the 3.8 mil levy to the Miami County Commissioners for an engineering study for the Woodward Hill Water Extension Project.
Do we have a motion?
I move for the adoption of resolution
25-11-093. Okay, do we have a second? Okay, hearing no second, please read the next resolution.
I actually just want to take a chance to speak.
You cannot.
No, I'm
okay,
going to go ahead and do it.
No, Robert's rules dictates that it's
fine.
A motion, a second, and discussion.
You can strike it from...
If you want to discuss it, we'll discuss it at the next meeting.
I'm going to discuss it right now.
At the workshop.
First
please read
all,
the next resolution.
Bethel Township is sitting on $5 million
Please read
in
the
reserve.
Next resolution.
Thanks to the fiscal responsibility...
I'm not going
to
talk about it.
Thanks to the responsibility.
I am the president, Mr. Black. And
I don't know who you are.
It is me.
Is
it is my role to direct the meeting. Discussion can be had at the next workshop.
And I'm
going to
talk
if you
right
want
now.
To discuss it.
I'm happy to talk right now because this is really important to me. And Julie,
wow.
you can strike it, you can fight me, you can yell, you can scream, but I do have an opportunity to speak. It is important to me. It is important to these residents to have water. We funded grants. We funded fountain. We paid for the water line to the school because that
You're
we, and when I say
saying.
We, I mean you, the
it's
residents
okay,
of
it's
Bethel
fine.
Township, for you all voted for that 3.8 mil levy, mm-hmm. so you paid for it. And we support, we, the trustees that sat up here at the time, thought that it was of benefit for Brant to have water and Brant to have sewer and fountain to have water and fountain to have sewer. And to the point of that one of the speakers made that, oh, everybody else will ask for it. To date, the bulk of the 3.8 mil levy funding has been done in the southern end of the township. That's our most vulnerable area in the township to annexation. And also we have these smaller lots that were built in, who knows, the 1880s, 1860s. And then Fountain, which came about, well, earlier than that, but then also in the 1950s for Dinsmore and Schroyer, those are smaller lots. They needed water. There hasn't been an abundance of development around those as a result of those water lines. We did pay lots of money, and because we paid for those engineering studies in their entirety, the township did, we were able to get grant funding and offset the cost, which saved the taxpayers money, but gave the residents in Brant and Fountain the opportunity to have water and sewer. You are required by Ohio state law to connect a sewer, correct me if I'm wrong, Josh Lococo, if it runs by your house with a gravity sewer, but you are not required to hook up to water. And I think that's what makes
rules
the difference.
Rules for thee, not for me.
That's okay. Mm-hmm. You know what? Kick me out of here. I don't care.
Beth,
this
we follow
really
Robert's
important.
Rules. We
and,
follow Robert's rules,
and
they say if there's no second, there's no discussion.
One last bit. The water lines you are not required to connect to in the state of Ohio. We can't make you connect. And yet here we have 21, 18, 19 residences who all said without a shadow of a doubt they would connect. So I'm sorry. I feel like in terms of our duty as health, safety, and welfare of our community, we have failed miserably. So thank you. That's
next resolution, please.
Thank you.
Resolution number 25-11-094, a resolution to record electronic payments and warrants.
Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, ladies. Any discussion? Call the vote, please.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 3-0. Public comments on any topic?
I have Jeff Morford.
And there's no topic.
625. Please come to the next meeting if you want to discuss it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Jeff Morford, Miami County, Bethel Township. I've got a few questions, I'm just trying to get their annexation questions, just a general number, doesn't have to be exact by any means, but annexations excluding the last 300 acres, how many acres are involved approximately? Anybody know approximately?
1,200, I think. About 1,200.
Mm-hmm. Pardon me?
1,200.
1,200 has been, okay.
Over 20 some years.
Over 20 years, good. How many houses approximately?
I have no idea.
Okay.
It's about the same as in the township, mm-hmm. which is around 2,000, I believe.
Just approximately 2,000.
Yep.
Perfect. And
it's about equal now, is what I'm saying. It's not quite, but I think it's pretty close.
And this is the past.
Yes, not including the 300, because we're just now getting houses
and
there.
And then one more question, if I may. How many students go to Bethel, and how many are from considered Huber Heights residents?
72%.
So it's 2,000. The number I just read, 2,064, and roughly 72% are Huber Heights addresses. That includes not just Carriage Trails, though, but Parktown and
okay. So that's
Winbrook.
That's what I need. Okay. Now another subject, if I may. I've brought it up before, and I'll bring it up again. I'm trying to see if the trustees will promote the vacating of the property at the end of Walnut Street.
I don't think we can.
Where my property is, on the very last house on the left-hand side, and then Karen Koenig is across what's going to call it county property. And I'm looking, using George's property line coming across, that little rectangle is approximately 0.22 acres. I went around, went to just about everybody on Walnut Street with a survey only. And it just says, I support vacating county property located at west end of Walnut Street, approximately 0.22 acres, 64 feet by 145, allowing half to be added to each of the adjacent properties owned by Jeff Morford to the south and Karen Koenig to the north. I was able to get 15 signatures. Anybody I talked to on Walnut, there was no opposition at all. I still had three or four that either wouldn't answer the door or weren't home or whatever the story is, but I don't foresee anybody being against what I'm proposing. And obviously the reason I'm thinking about it is obviously the, I'll give you this map and a copy of the signatures and their addresses. But the logic to me anyway is the potential, and I've got no proof that it's going to happen, but if they bring a road from that property that is going to be developed right down Walnut Street, could easily be an exit. They might be doing it on Hefner Road, they might be doing it on Mann Road, they could easily do it on Walnut. And I'm suggesting if that property is vacated, half to me and half to Karen, that would cause a blockage. Anyway, just if nothing else, just like the Siler Farm is a blockage that blocked a particular, or the potential of crossing over on 201. So that's really, I don't know how, when, where, who, but I'll give you all the, this is just a little map on the back, and these are all the signatures, and I'd be glad to,
thank you.
That's just copy. I've got the real one kind of thing, because I still feel like I'll collect a few more as I go.
Okay.
So, I think it would be an advantage to everybody on Walnut Street to, again, it's a small piece of 0.1 acres to each parcel there. And I think it would not hurt, let's say.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Same comment to you. We can put it on the agenda at the next workshop if you want to come to that to discuss. Okay, any more hearing of the public?
That's it.
Donna, didn't you, you just filled out a form, Donna? Or did she just?
You have to get me up, what's speed, what's going on?
Did you fill out a form? I thought you filled out.
I can fill out a form.
No.
Because I didn't know what was on the agenda.
Yeah.
I have a station.
I thought she said. Okay, next up then is announcements.
Okay, announcements, November 4th, tomorrow, election polling, Bethel High School at the Hive entrance, polls are open 6:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. November 6th is the Board of Zoning Appeals and Zoning Commission joint workshop to discuss zoning text revisions here in the Township Meeting Room at 6 o'clock. November 11th is Veterans Day observed and Township offices will be closed. November 12th is the next Historical Society meeting in the Township Room here at 6 o'clock. November 18th is the Miami County Planning Commission meeting in Troy at 7. November 20th, which is a Thursday, will be the next Board of Zoning Appeals meeting here in the Township Room at 6:30. There will not be a Zoning Commission meeting that evening. November 25th is the next Trustee Workshop meeting here in the Township Meeting Room at 6. November 27th is Thanksgiving Day. Township offices are going to be closed. And then December 2nd is a retirement party for Trustee Van Heren at 5 o'clock. And December 2nd is also the next Trustee Business meeting here in the Township Meeting Room at 6 p.m.
Okay, thank you. Do we have a reason for executive session?
Yeah.
Okay, so no executive session tonight. So we just need a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Thank you. Do you have a second?
Second.
Thank you, ladies. Any discussion?
Nope.
Call the vote, please.
Trustee Dick.
Yep.
Trustee Van Heren.
Yep.
Trustee Reese.
Yes. Motion carries 3-0. Time of adjournment will be 6:32. Thank you all for coming. We do appreciate the comments and the concerns.